marriage of Aaron and Lisa brings together two different families, two unique storylines, so a new chapter in their lives can begin to unfold. And though this relationship was formed out of the love these two have found in each other, their marriage will ultimately be blessed by the support of their families. Who stands with this woman today to symbolize her family support in this union?
We do.
You may be seated, thank you. Who stands with this man today to symbolize his family support in this union?
We do.
Thank you. At this time, we'd like to take a moment of silence to remember those who are not with us here. And even though they're not here physically, they are a part of the foundation that makes Aaron and Lisa the people that they are today. Please cherish the memory of these friends and family and all others who live in our hearts. Please turn and face your guests. Wait, let me drive that bus through here. Stand closer together. Boy. We have come together, family and friends, to witness Aaron and Lisa as they exchange their vows of marriage today. And we share with them their delight in finding love with each other. And we support their decision to be together from now until the end of time. As this couple enters into marriage, they do so with thought and reverence. They give thanks for the past which brought them to this place, and they also look forward with hope to what the future will bring. Marriage is like a great umbrella that shelters love from the elements, and Corinthians 1 says that love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or boastful, not irritable or resentful, not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. Love does not rejoice. It does not rejoice in the wrong, but always rejoices in the right. You see, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes in all things, and endures all things. Love never ends. Now, this marriage is a symbol of Aaron and Lisa's commitment to that love here today. Please turn and face me. Let us pray. God, we ask for your blessings upon this man and woman as we celebrate this momentous occasion in their lives. Grant them happiness and contentment as they establish their new home, create a new family, and explore the depths of their love for one another and for you. Bless their families and their friends and their relationships which have supported, strengthened, and sustained them throughout their lives. Bless their home as a place of love and peace. And if times grow hard and tempers grow short, help them to look into their hearts and remember the love that brought them here today. Amen. Let's have you turn and face each other, please. Are you nervous?
A little.
A little. What about you? A little bit. So a little bit and a little bit. Okay. Sure. That's right. Well, this is a new beginning for both of you, and I'd like to offer some gentle reminders to each of your lifelong task of living and growing together. First, be kind to each other. And when you disagree, always do it respectfully. Be gentle and forgiving with each other. When you forgive, your hearts make room for a little more love, a little more understanding, and a little more compassion. Most importantly, communicate with each other. Share the joy that's in your heart and the sorrows that burden your soul. Open your hearts to each other and find the love that brought you here today. Now, Aaron, throughout history, the man has always gone first. Can you tell me why?
Good thing to do, you know, a nice gesture, I guess.
Nice gesture, okay. Well, you see, this is the way it works. Aaron, today's the last day you'll ever do anything first. So whatever you thought of, just forget it. Aaron, do you come here today in the presence of these witnesses with love in your heart and with a conscious desire to be united in marriage with Lisa? Do you promise to share the responsibility for growth and enrichment of your lives together and to give to Lisa all the loving support she needs to become the person she is destined to be?
I do.
Pull his other hand. All right. It comes up with all these wrong answers. Lisa, do you come here today in the presence of these witnesses with love in your heart and with a conscious desire to be united in marriage with Aaron? Do you promise to share the responsibility for growth and enrichment of your lives together and to give to Aaron all the loving support he needs to become the person he is destined to be?
I do.
Please join me for this answer. Aaron and Lisa, in a moment, you will seal your relationship by the saying of your vows. And this sacred union is a commitment that the two of you have made to share your lives together. And today, this relationship is symbolized by the pouring of these two individual containers of sand into one large vessel. Now, each container of sand has its own unique color and characteristics, just like the two of you standing up here today. You will bring to this family and to this marriage your own talents, your own likes and dislikes, and your own special gifts. As these two containers of sand are poured into the larger vessel, the individual containers will no longer exist, but will be joined as one, which will represent your marriage. The neutral color at the bottom represents the foundation of your marriage, and I'm now going to ask Aaron and Lisa to slowly pour their sand. Now, just as these grains of sand can never be separated and poured back into their individual containers, so will your marriage and your family be. May the miracle of this marriage extend throughout this marriage, today, tomorrow, and forever. Back to the center. That's a nice chilled wine. Just hold that with two hands. Now, this glass of wine symbolizes the sum of your life experiences. It contains within it the sweet flavors of love, joy, wonder, and contentment. This same cup, at times, holds the bitter taste of sadness, pain, and despair. When you drink deeply of this cup of life, you invite the full spectrum of all those experiences into your life. And as you drink from this cup, you accept the commitment to draw from your marriage all that you need to wash away the bitter flavors of life and savor the sweet flavors you may encounter on your journey together. Please offer your bride's hand. That's all you're going to drink? Okay. Well, I knew there was a good part to this. You have to finish it. It is true. Okay, see, already she wants her share. Set, the rest is yours. You want some time? Drink it all at once. All right. Go ahead. Short intermission. Go ahead. To love Lisa and respect her, to share your life and your dreams, to build with her a home that is a place of love, happiness, commitment, and growth.
Yes.
I do.
Do you promise to be a companion to her in all of her successes and failures, her happiness and sadness, to always give to her your unwavering support, but above all else, the freedom to be Lisa?
I do.
Do you, Lisa, promise to love Aaron and respect him, to share your life and your dreams, to build with him a home that is a place of love, happiness, commitment, and growth? Do you promise to be a companion to him in all of his successes and failures, his happiness and sadness, to always give to him your unwavering support, and above all else, the freedom to be Aaron?
I do.
May I have the rings, please? Now, marriage is a state in which two people come together and create a union that is greater than the sum of its parts. It is always difficult to express in words the profound relationship that is love. Now, since the beginning of time, the ring has always been an emblem of the sincerity and the permanence of a couple's love for one another and a regard for their marriage. Remember, as the circle can begin anew at any point, so a good marriage can pick any point to renew itself. These rings are symbols of your eternal love. As you place the ring on your finger, please repeat after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a reminder.
As a reminder.
That I will love, honor, and cherish you.
That I will love, honor, and cherish you.
In all times.
In all times.
In all places.
In all places.
And in all ways.
And in all ways.
Forever.
Forever.
Go ahead. You can help them. As you place the ring on his finger, please repeat after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a reminder.
As a reminder.
That I will love, honor, and cherish you.
That I will love, honor, and cherish you.
In all times.
In all times.
In all places.
In all places.
And in all ways.
And in all ways.
Forever.
Forever.
Go ahead. See how easy that slipped out?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron and Lisa, today you exchange your gifts of wedding rings, an outward expression of your undying love, and a public showing of your commitment each to the other. You're also going to receive another gift from each other today. And roses have always been a symbol of love, and a single red rose always says, I love you. So it's appropriate that your next gift on your wedding day be a single red rose. Please exchange your roses. Now, in some ways, it seems you haven't done anything at all. A moment ago, you held one small rose, and now you're holding another. You see, a marriage ceremony is like this because, in some ways, tomorrow is going to seem no different than yesterday. But in fact, just now, you have both given and received one of the most valuable and precious gifts of life, one I hope that you always remember. You have exchanged the gift of true and abiding love within the devotion of marriage. Aaron and Lisa, I would ask that wherever you make your home in the future, whether it be a large and grand home or a small and graceful one, that you both pick one very special location for roses. Because in every marriage, there are times where it may be difficult to find the right words to say what's in your heart. It might be hard sometimes to say, I'm sorry, I forgive you, I need you, or I'm hurting. If this should happen, and you just cannot find the words, leave your spouse a rose in that special spot. You see, the rose will say the words, I still love you. The other can accept the rose for the words that cannot be found. And remember, it was love that brought you here today. It is only love which will make it a glorious union. And it is by love which your marriage shall endure. May you be blessed and sustained as you venture through the uncharted and challenging times that every relationship experiences. May you find within yourselves all you need to nurture your marriage. And may you continue to grow closer together with a love that grows deeper and richer with each passing day. Now, Aaron and Lisa, you came here today in the presence of family and friends to express your love for and commitment to each other. Your lives are now forever changed. Now you can face your fears. You will each be strength to the other. You can brave the wind, for you will each be shelter to the other. You can reap the rewards, for you will each be a partner to the other. Now, though you are two bodies, there is one life before you. And there in that life, may you always find love. Aaron and Lisa, you have chosen to be joined in marriage. The Bible states that two are better than one. They receive a good reward for their toil. Because because if one fails, the other can help the companion up again. In my presence, and in the presence of your family and friends here today, you have exchanged your vows and made promises. You've opened your hearts to one another. You've declared your love and friendship and have united yourself with the exchanging of rings. Therefore, with the blessings of God, it is my pleasure to now pronounce you husband and wife, and you know what time it is. Time to kiss your bride. Let me look back on my notes over here. How long were you guys dating?
3 years.
Two years.
Three years.
And did he kiss you better than that in 3 years?
Yeah, he did.
Listen, Aaron, today's her wedding day. Give her a really good kiss on her wedding day. Everybody applaud. That'll help. Was it better?
Yeah.
No. Some of you guys were worried this way a little bit. Okay, and let's have you turn and face your guest, please. And her flowers. And see, I'm ready and married, not holding hands. Okay. Only got two hands, right?
Yeah.
And now to all the friends and family who've come to celebrate this marriage, I'd like to present for the first time anywhere, Mr. and Mrs. Aaron and Lisa Thompson.
Lisa and Aaron would like to invite everyone to cocktail hour, which will be taking place next door. It's directly outside to the left, just follow the red carpet. Once again, everybody is invited to cocktail hour, which will be happening next door. It's directly outside to the left, just follow the red carpet. Thank you.